A lot of popular musicians in the 60s and 70s showed a passionate interest in getting extremely high, higher than any human has ever been. I'm talking, of course, about space exploration. David Bowie, Pink Floyd, Sun Ra, Funkadelic all contributed to our shared space mythology. Not so much these days, but a new record is a welcome and trippy exception.
I guess if I was back on planet Earth, marooned on some island, back a few centuries ago, before I was even born, I guess I'd be writing all this down and stuffing it in a bottle. I guess I'd be strolling down to the beach and tossing it into the sea. But under the circumstances, ESP is the best you're gonna get out of me.
The music is from a band out of London called Heliocentrics, and the poetry is by the one and only Melvin Van Peebles, the revolutionary filmmaker who probably doesn't get his due because he gets lumped in with the blaxploitation genre. Van Peebles weaves a story that's been described as an intergalactic rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, an astronaut sending out messages while exploring deep, deep space. Messages about the sort of love you can find in the cosmos when you lower your standards a bit, like no longer holding out for carbon-based lovers. It's called The Last Transmission.
Turns out the cave wasn't just any old cavern. It was some kind of tavern. What's more, the clouds, which at first had been seen to be just swirling around, were a bunch of locals, misty, methane-based folks getting down. Well, this one, the finest lady-slash-cloud I'd ever seen.
The idea for this story came to Melvin Van Peebles years ago, back when he was in the Air Force.
I used to fly these as a navigator, radar operator, bombardier on a secret jet bomber. And it flew so high that people didn't even know it was in there for years. And I spent a lot of time up above everything. You're sitting there in another world. I mean, in really another world. And these thoughts ran through my mind a zillion times.
Van Peebles only decided to set this story to music once his producer, Eothan Allopat, slipped him an unreleased instrumental track from this band Van Peebles had never heard of, Heliocentrics.
Melvin, you gotta hear this, you gotta do this. That really simply is what happened. Then I heard it and I said, wow.
The sounds reminded Van Peebles of his long-forgotten galactic love story. So he wrote it up, laid down the vocals, and sent the recording to Heliocentric's founding member, Malcolm Catto.
Melvin somehow got hold of this track and done his own thing on it without us even knowing.
But Catto wanted to collaborate on more than just one song.
It started the seed, you know, of a concept to us. Why don't we make, like, a science fiction kind of soundtrack to go with this story?
Yeah, believe the universe. Mm-hmm, that's right. We're as happy as can be. My methane mama and me.
Heliocentric supported Van Peebles' distant love story with otherworldly sounds. Lots of oscillation and static. Like distant radio signals that just don't want to cooperate.
That's basically our idea of what it must seem like by the time it reaches another intelligence far off into space somewhere. What would it be like, this message? It'd start off and then slowly dissipate until it's light years away, and you just get all this, like, radio chatter. That's an idea that really interests us, is that somewhere, someplace, maybe all this stuff that's going on right now, this interview, and all the TV stuff that's been going since the 50s, all this information will eventually filter out through space and arrive somewhere. And what would that be like? It'd be crazy, the sound that it'd make, and that's what we're trying to recreate.
Melvin Van Peebles was ecstatic about the odd partnership.
We have me here in New York, them in London, never met. But it seems I know them, what they're thinking, what I'm thinking. It was phenomenal. It was great. I haven't had so much fun with clothes on in years.
Life was about making do, which brings me back to my methane mama. what she can do to my molecules, well, we won't go into that. Suffice it to say, there ain't no way I'm changing back.
That's Melvin Van Peebles, film director, musician, composer, actor, playwright, novelist, poet, probably a lot of other things we don't even know about or understand. Together, he and Malcolm Catto's band, Heliocentrics, have released a new album called The Last Transmission.